A bill banning the use of student IDs at polling places advances to the House floor. A measure setting aside some child care vouchers for foster families heads to the governor's desk. And Governor Mike Braun signs his first bill into law. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
Student IDs from Indiana public colleges and universities have been used for decades as one of the few acceptable forms of voter ID at polling places. Legislation approved along party lines in a House committee would end that. Supporters say it merely makes students comply with the same requirements as other voters. Opponents call it voter suppression. A bill unanimously approved at every step in the legislative process would set aside 200 of the state's thousands of Child Care and Development Fund vouchers for foster families. The only concern with the measure is that, with no additional funding in the state budget so far, it will help increase the existing CCDF waitlist that's already 7,600 children long. And the first bill signed into law by the governor creates an online portal for Hoosier farmers, connecting them with state and federal agencies. It's aimed to help with regulatory checklists, grant funding opportunities, and feedback on state and federal policies. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.